Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont Leroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 221 of the Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, how are you this evening?
I am doing pretty good. I got a little cold going on here. I'm not sure what the deal is, but I'm trying to get over it. So if I do some wheezing or coughing in the middle of the show, that's why. Other than that, everything's good.
Good.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Weather's looking nice. Supposed to be in the mid 80s the next couple days. You know, it's warmer in Minnesota than it is in Florida, Bill.
Yes, I got that message.
I saw you posted that. That made me laugh.
When I said the home of Rube Homers?
Yeah, that's the playbook. The one day a year that it's nicer in Minnesota.
I can't live down there. I don't know how you live up there down there. It's so hot in the summer.
But then they love it. Then they're like basking in it when it's warm up
there.
Yeah,
they're 92. Belinda Jensen says she gives the cabin report on the news.
Yeah. You see the article I posted on our Facebook
page. Yeah, I wasn't able to read the whole thing.
No? It didn't load for you properly?
I started reading it, but it was just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
We might have to visit that one at another time. I don't know what that website is. I'd never seen it before, but it just popped up. You know how some of those weird things pop up on Facebook?
Yeah.
And I was going through it, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's such spin. It's all fake. And then I looked at it. It said it had like 3 million... views that article, so I was like, "Oh, here we go." So I posted it, and we'll bring it up in a future episode. I think we could really dive deep into it and go point by point and dispel all of that. But yeah, check out our Facebook page and look at the one of the more recent posts. You'll see the article I posted.
Yeah, I think it was before my Belinda Jensen post.
Yeah, that's right, just before that. So if you get to the to the Spinners Epcot post, you've gone too far. What's going on down there? Hurricanes are coming in hot and heavy this year, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, Hurricane Jurgen.
Is that what it is? Already on the Jays?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We have what they call it. I've never heard this term. They called it a tropical highway.
Ooh. I don't know what that means. It sounds fancy, though.
It's just been this system that's been out over the Gulf that just won't go away.
Is that why it's just rained there the last, two and a half weeks?
Yeah.
You still get some good spells, right? It hasn't been, like, complete washouts every day.
No, that's the thing. It's not like up north, like, where you won't see the sun for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, today I walked the roads, and it was sunny and got a little cloudy. Then I went to work, and it was beautiful. Like, those big, high Disney clouds.
Oh, yeah.
You know the ones that are, like, 15,000 feet?
Yep.
They're just really tall, and the sun was out. Mr. Tatalo, Jimmy! Cha came on his day off because he had to drive his wife to Tampa International because she went back to Minneapolis to see the grandchild.
Oh, so she came back for what, like a weekend? And now
seriously,
she's going back.
She came back for a week with the baby and then they went back to Minneapolis.
Oh, that's beautiful. Cha's living the life.
Oh, Cha's loving life. He stopped at the Home Depot, got some fertilizer and some pest control because he fired his bug guy.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, he fired that guy. His pest control guy, so he's
going
to do it himself. He said he just wasn't getting the results.
No, that's not good. Tell him he's got to go visit my buddies down there.
Do they do pest control?
Oh, yeah.
Do they sell it, though, or do they have a company that...
No, we sell it. We sell the good stuff, not like that Home Depot garbage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he doesn't want to pay for it.
It's not that expensive.
Yeah, but Chad doesn't want to pay for it.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, he's not the right guy.
No, he's not your ideal customer.
No, I guess not.
I can get the same stuff at the Home Depot for 15 cents or less. You guys need to match this. He'd be one of those.
Have a nice day. So what's new? What else is new besides the weather down there?
Nah, nothing really.
No, any plans for Memorial Day weekend or just working a lot?
Probably not going to be working much because we're supposed to get a ton of rain starting tomorrow.
Right, and you were thinking of going up to property, right?
I'd love to see the Spinners, but I don't think that's happening.
Yeah. A little rubber band man.
A little rubber band man. Do, 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 do. That's a good song. Yeah, they finished with that 2 years ago. It was so good.
You liked that. That was probably your favorite concert.
Hands down, best concert I've seen at Epcot Center. Oh, geez. Susie just came in and said that Potato smells like patchouli. I hate that smell.
What smells like patchouli?
This potato.
Why would a potato smell like patchouli?
It smells like a dirty liberal girl. Get that thing out of here. You're contaminating the studio.
It smells like a sophomore at UVM. Is that what
you're saying? Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders' grandchild, granddaughter.
You can't make me laugh. I'll start having a coughing fit.
Holy crap.
I probably wouldn't eat that potato.
No, because then you might start sweating at night and just smelling like one of them.
That's right.
I think that's the worst smell, too. Do you like that smell?
Oh, the incense smell? I hate that.
That patchouli, that stuff that the girls with dreadlocks wear? Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, not a good thing.
No, I'm not a fan.
So what else do I have to say? I don't really have anything else going on down here. Getting ready, getting excited about coming down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you've got the guest rooms ready and appointed.
Yeah, we're gonna order the.
The crib.
Saw it at Target, but it was the same one, but it was Minnie Mouse.
Oh,
but I want to get something a little more gender neutral.
Well, that makes sense.
Mickey, I think is more fitting for a boy and girl than Minnie would be for a boy and girl.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, any kid that's gonna spend time in it isn't gonna really know the difference.
You don't think your Gina Jr. is gonna disown me?
No, she won't. She won't care. And if a boy is young enough to still sleep in the pack and play, they're not going to care if it's Minnie or Mickey.
Okay.
But I get it. It still is a little. You know, just has better looks. If you're going to be charging what you charge for us to stay there, you might.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm getting Grand Floridian rack rates right now.
Four season rack rates.
Yeah, you're getting good amenities though.
That's true. And I assume the ground has broken on the pool and everything like that. It'll be ready for me in 2 weeks.
I told the guy last week when we had our meeting that my cousin asked me if I slipped him a Benjamin if he could get a head start on it. He just started laughing.
That's funny.
You got a week and a half.
So that's not a no then.
It didn't say no, but
he did not say no.
He did say permits take 6 to 10 weeks. So
yeah, I'm sure. You said that. That's all right. It'll be for the next trip.
Yeah, well, I mean, not that we don't. We still have a pool and hot tub, the community pool and hot tub.
Oh, yeah, that won't be a problem. That will not be a problem. What do you what are you expecting the weather to be? It's 2 weeks from Saturday.
Yeah, we'll just have our typical afternoon clappers.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of rain every afternoon, maybe. Yep. But it'll be high 80s, low 90s, most likely.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, it's basically you're in that summer system now.
87 and 91 every single day. So.
Yeah.
We'll do our walks in the morning when it's really nice.
Yep.
Get the walks done.
Well, see, not that it's a problem, but with your Gina Jr., her nap schedule is, like, we can push her till after lunch, so we like to get all our activities done in the morning. Like, if we're going to go on an excursion and do something out and about in town,
yep.
Like, you want to do, like, between 10 and 1 is the prime time for her.
Yeah, don't forget, though, guys, we do have a butler on staff all the time.
Oh, so just leave her back?
Yeah, the butler can, you know, take care of the bottle and all that. So, yeah, you don't have to worry. We got the butler and the on-staff chefs. And
I mean, she's a good kid. She did good on our week in North Carolina with naps. She took a nap every day, had no problem with it for the most part. And it's just, you know, if you push it past 1 o'clock, then you're in for trouble.
More importantly, did you get your nap in every day?
I had a couple down there. I was mostly on Eugenia senior duty a lot of times, doing different excursions. Plus, I was doing a lot of reporting for the podcast, things like that.
Yeah, you were.
Anyway, would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Jamie.
I have a Thomas Hooker Brewery. It's a chocolate truffle stout, a sweet Connecticut collaboration. It's a 7.1 alcohol by volume. It's got Munson's Chocolate, which is a Connecticut company, and this Thomas Hooker beer, which is out of Connecticut. I was actually going through my beer fridge today. I was getting rid of some of my old ones. I have some that have been in there for maybe 3 years now, and I was like, I don't know if these are good anymore, so I was dumping some out. This one is pretty old. It doesn't have the quite the fizz that you're used to out of it. So
the fact that you have aged beers that you have to throw away is a complete clear indication that you have two young kids at home.
That's right. That's right. Well, plus I also don't like to do repeats on the podcast, and that's basically the only beer I drink all week.
True.
Because I drink one beer a week, and I buy like a six-pack. And then
so that takes a month and a half.
That's right. But I like to get different ones. But it's the struggle is real. I'll probably go through more than six in the couple nights I'm down visiting you. Put it that way.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll make sure that happens.
Hey, I got a little cock this afternoon. Cash on curb.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
How did that go?
So Sean, this guy, Sean, he's a range member, but he also goes out, but he knows the deal.
Oh, really?
He comes, and I'm in the pro shop. It's dead. So one of our starters who's now working behind in the pro shop, he works a couple days to help out. And he goes, oh, yeah. Look out. I go, oh, it's Sean. He goes, is that Sean out there, huh? I said, yeah. And he said, is he going to play? I said, oh, let me go find out, right? I go out. I go, Sean, you going to the range? He goes, nah. He goes, I'm going to play. I said, okay. I said, so you're going to the range. I said, I'll give you a basket of balls. I said, and head out the backside. I said, and then get me when you come in. He's like, okay.
Oh, boy.
So he goes out and hits balls, and guy goes, was Sean just hitting balls? Like, leave it alone, man. Leave it alone. Yeah, he's just hitting balls. So then he went out. He just went out to number 10. I was tracking him on the GPS. And then I see him making the turn. So when you make the turn, you got to go. It's not really the turn because you're going from 18 to 1. So you're going right by the clubhouse.
Right by the clubhouse.
Right,
yeah,
by the clubhouse. So I had to do a little distractions. And hey, how's it going? Yeah, pretty slow day. Look at the radar. When's the rain coming? There goes Sean buzzing by us.
So all the carts are GPS tracked and you still got away with it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
What'd you get, like 10 bucks?
Yeah, I got a dime.
That's not bad.
No, it's all right.
You gotta be a creative. Very good. I guess on that note, we should probably take a break. What do you think?
Yes, we'll take a break, Mr. Klinsman. This is episode 221 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. Mr. Klinsman is joining me in the Westerly Studios.
Yes, sir. This week, we are going to talk my trip preview. I'll be down in Florida in just a couple of weeks from when this episode comes out for a non-park trip. Well, it's just a Florida trip, really, because I'm going to visit you for a couple days and then... We are staying on property, but we're not going to go to the parks, and we're going to do a few things off property as well. What do you think about that whole premise?
Jamie.
You like that idea of a non-park trip?
Of course I do.
A lot of filth involved, of course, but it's also nice to be able to come. You know, I haven't really had the chance to visit you. Well, you haven't really been settled in until now.
Correct.
In Florida. You've been kind of transient.
Yes.
Different places. And
living out of the suitcase. Correct, yes.
You weren't really up to having guests until you moved into the house.
Right.
So now that you're down there and all settled, or mostly settled in, I know you're still kind of in the process, but you're, what, 90% there at this point?
Yeah, we still got a full garage full of crap, but...
Yeah, but that's going to be there for a while, you imagine.
Yeah, you just keep doing little by little.
Like nothing, it's just stuff on walls at this point for the most part, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're not still looking for your socks and underwear.
No.
You're looking for your Danny Werfel bobblehead doll at this point.
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
That's not a good thing. That's worth some money on the black market, so that could have got, like, pocketed by one of the movers.
Yeah, could have.
You never know.
I'm still trying to find my R.A. Richardry.
Baseball?
Balls, yep.
That's a good collectible as well.
I'm looking at your sausage, pepper, and onion sandwich from the Westerly Packing Company right now.
How good does that thing look?
How was it?
It was very good.
Oh.
Very good. They make their own sausage there, too. That's the beautiful part.
They put it. What kind of cheese did they put on there?
Little provolone.
Little provolone?
Melted provolone. I went with the hot Italian sausage on that.
Oh, yeah.
But they make their own sausage there. That's the best part. You know, they butcher the pig, grind it down, mix it with their own proprietary blends of spices, and there we go, and you're good to go. That's worth the vacation, don't you think?
What, to come up there for a sausage?
Just hang out Westerly Packet for a few hours?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. This is the time of year. Right now, Memorial Day weekend, official start of grilling season, where you just go and you go there like every week and get hamburgers, hot dogs, steaks, chicken, pork chops. They got it all, baby.
Yeah, we got to tour that and get a video of that place, too.
Go live? I don't know. They might not appreciate that. I got to
ask them. I think they'd like it.
They like old school kind of place. Same family's owned it for like 150 years.
You're hitting the masses, though, when you put it on the Por Favor YouTube channel.
That's true. I'll let them know that. You know, you want to reach a bigger audience, you come and you get on board with this brand.
I mean, we could start opening up some distribution channels like they've never even thought of.
That's very true.
Start selling all over the world.
Very true. Good point. Yeah, they do ship soupy around the world. I sent you a soupy of theirs.
Yes.
Wasn't that thing good?
Yes.
All right, anyway, back to the topic at hand. We have this trip coming up, so we're going to be down in Florida for a week, Saturday to Saturday. And do you like my little weasel move of booking the Hurley residence on the two high days, the Saturday-Sunday rates?
It's smart.
Smart.
It's like cash on curb, man. It's all about thinking about your back pocket and your bank account. Nothing wrong with that.
To be honest, the main reason is that I knew you guys would be around. I know your schedule's a little flexible, but for Susie, I imagine Saturday-Sunday is the best time for her to be around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was the main reason to do it on the weekend.
Jack enemy.
So we're excited to see the Hurley compound in sunny Southwest Florida. I've never been to that part of the state. I mean, my experience in Florida is totally Disney.
Orlando
only, you know, airport to Disney, basically. When I stayed with my sister, we just went to Disney every day, and she lived like a pitching wedge from property anyway.
Literally a pitching wedge. You might have to take a little off that choked down an inch.
Like maybe a lefty 64 degree mm-hmm. thing. Maybe use that. But so I'm excited to see. I mean, you said that you are pretty close proximity to what is regularly voted as one of the top beaches in the country.
Yes, yep.
So that'll be interesting. I know that's always fun, and then plenty to do down there. And do you have anything in store? We're just going to kind of do a rest and relaxation kind of thing.
R&R, whatever you guys want to do, R&R.
Beautiful. We'll play it by ear. We don't have to make any hard and fast plans. But I will get into a few of the things that we have planned for off Disney property once we get to Orlando and check in. So we're staying at Port Orleans Riverside in one of the princess rooms. So I'm excited about that for the girl's sake. Yergina's very excited about staying in the princess room. She's obsessed with all the princesses. So that'll be fun. We get to stay there. And I've never been to Port Orleans. I've never even stepped foot
in it. That's unbelievable. I can't believe that.
On either of those, not even just for an excursion. So it's all going to be new to me, and I am going to take it all in. do walks around property, take the boat over to Disney Springs, go over to French Quarter, get some beignets, do it all, baby. That's going to be very resort heavy. But outside of that, I have a few things scheduled for the greater Orlando area. Would you like to hear about these excursions?
Yes, please. You have the floor.
So there's a website that you may or may not be familiar with called Tickets at Work. Have you ever heard of this thing? It's like one of those, remember those entertainment books that people used to come around selling door to door? Had like the coupons. You could get like 2-for-1 tickets for the
particular A bunch of little weasels would sell that for like their Cub Scouts in school. And
so it's like similar to that, except it's a website, and it's like big companies sign up and their employees get access through their company email.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like cheap hotels. You could get cheaper rental cars. They have discounted Disney tickets, discounted movie tickets. So I was just looking at the website of some of the tickets in Orlando, and then a few things came up with some pretty good deals. And I snagged the Crayola experience at the Florida Mall in Orlando. So I guess it's an old department store, like maybe a JCPenney, something like that, one of those 2-story department stores that's at a mall, and they converted it to this like mini Crayola-based theme park. It's basically like a children's museum, and you go in, and there's all different things you do with color and crayons. So that'll be good for the girls. You know, that's probably like a 2-3-hour thing, just a short half-day type of experience. So we're going to do that. Do you ever go to the Florida Mall?
I've never been there, Bill.
I don't really know anything about it, but I watched one of
You watch Raleigh YouTube Fingers. On the Florida Mall.
No, I watched Raleigh Fingers just did a video on the Crayola experience the other day, and it looked pretty interesting.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, just last week I was telling Sarah, I said, what are the odds of this? He's never done this one before. And then like 2 weeks before our trip, I was just...
He's branching out, isn't he?
Yeah, I was just starting to look around and like try to find some YouTubes on it, and then it just popped up because I subscribed to him, and it was like...
You always know when Raleigh Fingers is behind camera, it's going to be good.
He's... You know, I know you like to bust his chops a little bit, that he's a cheerleader, but he does a good job with those resort walkthroughs, doesn't he?
Oh, he's great. I think he's
very
great.
Very thorough. Yeah, he does a good job. I like to watch his videos.
I give everybody a hard time. You know how I'll cut and paste one and just say this person's the biggest cheerleader I've ever
met.
That's
true. That's a very good point. I think you've called me that before.
There's no better restaurant on property than Everything Pop. Like, come on. Come on.
It's pretty close. Oh, anyway. So we're going to do that Crayola experience, and then we also have tickets for the Orlando Eye.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to do that.
So I've never done that.
What do tickets for that thing cost?
I don't even remember what we paid. It was like because there's like 3 things over there. Excuse me. There's a Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, there's the Orlando Eye, and then there's a Ripley's Aquarium. And like I bought tickets to the aquarium and the Orlando Eye, and I want to say it was like $20 for
$25
for 2 experiences or something like that, and then the girls are free because they're under 5 or something. So I have those tickets all ready to go. So the aquarium and the Orlando Eye. But I guess that whole area on whatever they call it, the Orlando Eye...
iDrive?
Yeah, iDrive, that one thing they built up. There's a ton of restaurants there, gift shops, a few different things. So that could be a half day. So we're trying to figure out if we want to cram those all into the travel day on Monday, like after we leave your place. Go check into the hotel, or maybe even before we check in, just go right to downtown Orlando and do those excursions and then get to Disney and just kind of stay there. Or if we save it in case there's like a rainy day where we can go do some indoor things. So we haven't really decided. It's not set in stone yet, but we have those tickets. And then one of the other things I really want to do, which I've never done.
Gatorland.
No, I'm not going to do Gatorland. I read some reviews on that it's not really geared towards the younger kids. I want to do the Disney outlet stores down there,
mm-hmm.
which I heard are pretty good. A lot of park stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a small thing, but that's something I'd like to do as well. But we'll get into, you have any questions or thoughts on any of those things before I get into the Disney stuff I'm planning?
Negative, sir, negative. The only thing that sounds appealing on that list for me is the eye.
Yeah, well...
going to be joining you at Crayola Country.
No, that's not... You know, that's for toddlers and young kids, obviously. Although the aquarium looks pretty cool. I guess there's like a tube that you walk through that's like all, so you're 360 surrounded by the water inside this tube when you walk through the aquarium. So that's kind of neat. But I'm definitely looking forward to the Orlando Eye, except that I was showing Yergina some YouTubes of it, and she said she's not going on that because she's not a fan of heights.
Oh, okay.
Which is a new thing. I never knew that until I asked her if she wanted to go on. You know, I said, oh, there's a big Ferris wheel we're going to go on when we're in Florida. And she said, no, thanks. I said, why not? She said, I'm not a fan of heights. I said, oh, okay. That's good to know.
She can just hang back and wait for you three and smoke a cigarette or something. Well, have a cup of coffee and a cigarette.
I told her. I said, well, that means I'll go with Mommy and your sister. And she said, Daddy, that's not safe. I said, okay. You got me there. She's a smart kid.
Takes after her mom.
Yes, definitely. Doesn't take after her old man, that's for sure. So we're getting to Port Orleans on Monday, and we don't have anything planned on Monday as far as restaurants. Probably just walk around the resort, grab a bite to eat at the food court, maybe even French Quarter. That'll be a good topic for a future podcast, which food court out of the two French Quarter, two Port Orleans resorts is better, because I will definitely try both.
Yes, which I have.
And then we could do a compare and contrast between the French Quarter and the Riverside food court. And just to compare and contrast with the resorts as well. There'll be some good intel gained on this trip for me. I'm going in blind. I mean, you like Port Orleans, but you're not in love with it, right?
Correct.
You like the grounds better than the rooms and the amenities.
I like the grounds, but I like the Alligator Bayou much better than the mansions.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Much better.
Yeah, it's different. And
no, like, but now just walking around, because I stayed there with Susie, and yeah. she was not a huge fan of the Alligator Bayou, so.
So she liked the mansions better.
Correct.
So I know the princess rooms are in the mansions, which makes sense, theme-wise. The pool and the playground is on Old Man Island, which is in the Alligator Bayou section, I believe. And that looks pretty nice. The pool looks very nice there.
Yep.
And all that and the whole island. But they actually put in just a few years ago at French Quarter, they put in like the splash pad play area for the young kids.
Yep, very cool pool.
So that looks like it'll be really get some good use
and
out
I'll
of
tell
that.
You, and I'll tell you what, Billy, that pool over at Riverside is packed all the time. You can't get a Chase Lounge, so you might be spending a majority of your time over at
French Quarter,
yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Packed, and I mean packed.
That'll be interesting. Well, maybe we'll go early in the morning, though, when everyone's heading out to the parks. So we'll
they have fantastic quiet pools, and yeah. The one over in the mansions is really nice.
Yeah, I mean...
granted, you don't want to do the quiet pools with the kids, but... It is another good option.
Yeah, we'll be
all
right.
If the pools get a little crowded.
Either way. Yeah, I mean, we'll try to time it strategically and do pools, like, early in the morning.
Now, what I will say, too, Bill, as we're talking about the pools, is that the pool bar at Riverside is probably one of the best pool bars on property.
Oh, really?
Amazing.
Riverside, is that the Riverside Roost or something like that?
I think the bar inside.
Oh, okay. That could be.
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeehaw Bob plays.
Yes.
All right.
No, the pool bar is fantastic.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I'll be spending plenty of time there, so I'm sure I'll have a chance to have a cocktail and sit down a little bit. So we have our first full day, which is Tuesday. So we check in Monday. We'll get settled in, hang out at the resort a little bit. On Tuesday morning. We have a reservation for breakfast at the, Trattoria El Forno?
Okay. It's a new character breakfast now.
Character breakfast. Bon Voyage Adventure Breakfast, it's called.
Jenemy.
And it is, like I said, at Trattoria El Forno. And it's it's a la carte or prefix, I guess is the right word.
Prefix, yep. Prefix
so it's a menu. Prefix menu. And Bill, I'm looking at these offerings. Have you checked this menu out for the breakfast there?
Yeah, it doesn't overwhelm me.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you haven't seen recently. Although I'm having some internet connection issues here. So hopefully I don't lose you. It's a bad sign when the phone's not connecting, but the computer's still running. All right, let's see. I'm just trying to pull up the menu here. So when you sit down, so the characters, which is the reason we booked it, because Yorgina is obsessed with Rapunzel.
Okay.
She's one of the characters there, and Little Mermaid as well, along with the two princes from those movies. Prince Eric, this is Eric, and Flynn Rider.
This is Flynn.
This is Flynn. So you get a plate of pastries. So they bring out muffins and cookies and scones for the whole table when you sit down. Then you get a choice of one starter per person, a fruit salad or a berry yogurt and granola parfait. So you're a good start, nice pastries of fruit or a yogurt to start. Listen to these entrees. I'm 99% sure I'm going to go with this first one here. King Triton's Shipwreck El Forno. It's a breakfast calzone with scrambled eggs, bell peppers, salami, bacon, sausage, cheese, and red gravy. Doesn't that sound fantastic?
Not bad. Yep.
I've seen pictures of it. It's like the size of my head. It's huge. Then they have these tangled eggs, which is fresh mozzarella, tomato basil eggs, Sunday gravy, and breakfast potatoes with bacon or sausage. So just regular eggs, which sounds fine. Nothing fancy. Two eggs poached underwater. House-made fennel sausage, red gravy, Parmesan cheese over golden polenta with toasted focaccia. So that's a little different with the poached eggs. A tower of pancakes with either bacon or sausage with a seasonal fruit compote on top. This one is makes me think of you. The Royal Breakfast. An oak-grilled steak, mm-hmm. a cheesy egg tort, and fonduta with breakfast potatoes and crispy onions. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yep.
Swimmer's Delight. This is like their diet option. Egg white omelet, smoked salmon, goat cheese, spinach, mushroom, and tomatoes with breakfast potatoes. Doesn't sound bad, but that's definitely the diet option. Then they have a golden frittata, which is a frittata with salami, piquillo peppers, scallions, and pecorino romano cheese with breakfast potatoes. Sounds pretty good to me. I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to checking out the filth and seeing the girls enjoy their time at that breakfast. Is that anything? That's not on your list.
No, it's not. I went there before they changed it to the character breakfast, and it was pretty good.
Okay. So you just, I mean, the character breakfasts aren't aimed at you, especially a princess one.
Yes, correct,
it's
sir.
Not something that you're going to go out of your way unless you're hanging out with us or someone else with young kids.
Gentlemen.
And then, so on. We don't have any other reservations on Tuesday, so we'll probably do, you know, maybe a quick bite for lunch and then go down to Disney Springs and grab dinner or at the hotel. So nothing set in stone. On Wednesday, I'm very excited about this. We have a lunch reservation at Art Smith Homecoming. So this will be my second time there. I'm very excited to have Sarah try it, and it's a fantastic restaurant. I think it's up there in my top three or four on property right now.
Overall or just one credit?
Yeah, we'll say one credit, definitely. Yeah, not overall. It's tough to compete with the two credits just in general. They're kind of in a class of their own, but I think it's way up there as far as the single credit goes. What do you think of that?
I don't know if it's a top three.
We'll have to rank our single credits at some point.
We've got lots of shows that we can do, Bill. Lots of ball card shows.
Yes, we do. So, but you have to admit, that's not a bad choice as far as off-property dining. We take the little boat over to Disney Springs, go have lunch, walk around. That's pretty good sound effects.
I did that good, didn't I?
That was very well done. On Thursday, we have two reservations, and we're on the monorail loop for these. Kona Breakfast. So, you know, most people with kids, they'd go to the Ohana Breakfast. No, not me. I'm going to Kona. I want those macadamia nut pancakes. Kona Press Coffee.
Oh, just sitting in that lobby. So fantastic.
Oh, it'll be great. Walk around, get on the
so
monorail.
So fantastic.
Because I know I have the reservation there, so I could park at the Poly, but I think maybe park at the Ticket and Transportation Center and take the monorail in. That might be fun for the girls.
Can you just park at the Transportation Ticket Center?
I don't see why not. Oh, you mean because I have to pay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a hotel guest, so hotel guests do not have to pay to park. Even though I don't have a park ticket, I think I'd be able to park for free, wouldn't I?
Yeah, but what do you... Yeah, you're right, but are you going to park in the main lot?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I'll just park at the Poly.
I'd park at the Poly
all day. And then for dinner, we're back over on the monorail loop once again at the Contemporary for California Grill. No, Chef...
Oh, Bill! I got excited for a second.
I know.
Because I haven't been there. I've only been there once, and that's on my list now. I'm dying to go back there.
This trip is all about the girls.
Where you know, are you going?
We're going to Chef Mickey's.
Oh, no.
Dinner buffet.
Have they moved it back into the Grand Canyon Concourse?
Well, why? It's not in there?
Oh, Bill, you might want to rethink this. They moved it to the convention center.
When did that happen?
A while ago, for a refurb. They may have moved it back to the Grand Canyon Concourse, but...
I didn't know that.
You might have to look into this.
Yeah, that's definitely...
Because that takes away the complete ambiance of...
That's very true.
You know, if you're going to spend $150 a head, that place is more than California Grill. If you're going to spend that, you got to at least have the monorail flying over.
Mm-hmm. The food sounds okay. Nothing crazy.
No, that's a 100% experience thing.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Because for the price, it a little turkey and ham doesn't do it.
No, that's true. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's all catered towards the kids.
But it does, it is something that I definitely want to go to. But I think a lot of those places are better breakfast spots.
Yeah.
You know, as far as buffet, because I love a good breakfast buffet. And I think Disney does a great breakfast buffet because they don't let the stuff sit there. They're constantly changing out the eggs and the sausage and the bacon. And
now, I do have to say, I'm on the My Disney Experience. And I'm looking at the app, and it has the little map location on there?
Uh-huh.
The little arrow for it is in the convention center. It is not in the A-frame right now.
Then you're gonna have to cancel this one.
I'll have to talk to the good doctor after we get off the air here and see what's going on with that. Because I think you're right. That's not worth the extra money.
No, that whole thing is about the Grand Canyon Concourse.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to feel like I'm at the... West Valley Inn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the food's good. Characters are fantastic, but...
Sure, of course.
I'd say 90% of that whole experience is being where that location is.
Oh, that changes things. Because there's no other, character buffet for dinner that's not in the parks.
1900.
Well, that's booked for the next...
Yeah, I know. You told me that you were going to do that. I was going to maybe come up and see you that day.
Yeah, because that's a Friday, so you're not working. That's our last... full day, and we're going to go to the Cinderella's Happily Ever After dinner at 1900 Park Fair, which sounds pretty good. It's got all the characters from Cinderella, some signature items on that buffet. Have you ever had dinner there, sir?
You know, I'm wondering if I ever had it with my parents the first time we stayed there. I know I've had breakfast twice with my mom recently or in the past 5 or 6 years, but...
Well, if
their dinner looks good.
So if you have had dinner, it was... 30 plus.
Yeah, 20, yeah.
Whatever it is. So we'll just say no for the sake of this, because I'm sure it's quite different at this point, even if you did have dinner there. Let's check out this menu here for the dinner. And obviously with a buffet, they just kind of list stuff they might have. And doesn't mean they have
right.
everything there.
Correct. Jeremy.
Just a mix of different salads, as all of them do. They have that strawberry soup.
I heard you got to get that.
Yeah, so that's on the dinner buffet as well.
And that is a cold soup, too.
Right, cold. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big strawberry fan. I'm sure the girls will love it because it's sweet. You know, they won't care if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They'll eat that. They say curried chicken, fried Mississippi catfish.
Ooh.
With remoulade. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
A honey sriracha salmon. That also sounds pretty good to me. Mongolian beef. And then the chef's special of the day, whatever that means. They have some peel-and-eat shrimp, some pork masala, clam chowder, chicken noodle soup.
Pork marsala sounds good.
Not marsala, like masala. Like,
oh, okay,
like
I'm
Indian
sorry.
Food, I think.
Misinterpret, sorry, sir.
Mashed potatoes, vegetables, steamed mussels, butternut squash ravioli, cheese tortellini and cream sauce, green beans... carving station, which could have ribeye or some other things. And then they have the kids' stuff, the mac and cheese, the hot dogs, the chicken nuggets, the pizza. And then the desserts, which they don't list, just assorted desserts. So that sounds like that could be decent. It all depends on the carving station and the actual options there that day. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find a few mm-hmm. things that you really enjoy at those buffets. This Chef Mickey thing is throwing me for a complete loop.
I hate to break it to you, Bill, but...
Do you think they, bumped down the price a little bit?
I don't know.
because it's like it says ranges from 35 to 60 per person, but they change seasonally. So I wonder if it's like in the like $48 range because it's in the convention center.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Well, no, that's I'm glad you told me. I would have been really bummed out if I got there, and then you don't have a choice to change it at that point.
You notice how I know the refurb schedules of the restaurants.
The restaurants, hey. No, that's good intel. I don't know how I missed that, because I've been listening to the some of the news podcasts, like Diz Unplugged, and they always go over that kind of nonsense.
That's why we're a two-man podcast.
That's right.
You know, we lift each other up.
You know, sometimes we have blind spots, but that's where the other person's for. It reminds me of that MacGyver episode where he burned his hands on acid, and he had a blind guy driving a golf cart through a warehouse, and he had to be the eyes, and the blind guy had to be the hands driving the golf cart.
Jeez.
It's a team. You don't remember that episode of MacGyver?
No. That's a great show, though.
What's MacGyver's first name?
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Angus.
Angus MacGyver?
Yeah, that's a good name, isn't it?
Yeah, he's named after a steak.
Yeah, that's right.
T-Bone.
T-Bone. New York Strip.
New York Strip.
What would be the best steak to be named after?
Well, T-Bone's kind of a manly name, don't you
think?
Yeah,
but that's like too obvious. I mean, like, as far as a nerdy name. Like, just ridiculousness.
Ribeye?
Ribeye Hurley. That's a good name for a dog.
God, I start naming my dogs after meat.
That's not a bad idea.
Filet.
Come here, Filet. Come here, Ground Round. Come on.
Oh, jeez. This girl just went opposite field.
Who's that?
I'm watching college softball, UCLA and Arizona. She's got two home runs. She just went opposite field. Little dinger to right field.
Jack. All right, so 1900 Park Fair is Friday for dinner. I don't have anything else planned for the last day, the Friday. That might be a day you come up, hang out at the pool, we'll go to dinner, things like that, right?
That'll work.
We'll just hang out at Disney Springs, maybe get a bite to eat. Disney Springs at lunch, go to early dinner with the girls, and then, you know, hang out as long as you want to hang out, you're obviously welcome. And then we leave on Saturday afternoon, head back home.
Always a sad day.
Yeah, it is, but I have a feeling that this kind of trip is going to be one where I'm like, all right, ready to get back into the normal routine with the young kids. It's tough to extend it. And then this is the first time I'm renting a car down in Florida, so the airport's going to be an absolute nightmare. I got to walk through the airport with luggage for myself, my wife, and the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
We got to carry the two girls around or tow them around somehow. We got to bring their car seats because we're renting a car, so we got to put their car seats in the car when we get there. So then we have to get the luggage off baggage claim, go to the car rental place. Luckily, I picked an in-terminal car rental. I didn't do out of the terminal, which was a smart move. Get the car seats, get them in the car, try to keep the girls from killing us in that time. I mean, you've never put in a car seat in a car, I assume, right?
No.
I am going to be drenched from head to toe in sweat.
Sitting it's miserable.
Oh, it's the worst experience. On the best day, it's a terrible experience. I'm going to be stressed out from being in the airport all day in a hot car in a parking garage in Orlando in June trying to put two car seats in. This could be... I might not make it to your house, to be honest. We might just be stuck at the airport because we won't have car seats for the car. Cause I might
So hard? You just have to put it through a seatbelt, don't you?
No, there's all different things. They have to be perfectly aligned. There's like a little ball bearing on them that has to be lined up. They have to be super tight. They can't move an inch in any direction. It's a big production. It's like a strap that goes through, I don't know. I'm hoping it goes smooth, but I'm expecting it to be an absolute hell on earth kind of situation.
Hope for the best, plan for the worst. Is that what you're doing?
That's right, yeah. That's my mantra.
And what time do you get into MCO?
I don't even remember. I think our flight is like 9:45, so right around noontime.
Okay.
Getting in, so we'll probably even... So if we could plan it right, grab the bags off the carousel, send my wife with the girls to the food court, have them eat some dirty Sbarro or Chick-fil-A or something, and I'll go deal with the car, and by the time they're done with lunch, hopefully the car's all set, and then we could just head out. That might be
so
the
where are they going to have their Sbarro? You're going to get them through the gate or no?
Well, yeah, because when you leave, you're in the main terminal, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, where all the food court, yep.
Yeah, that's where all the food court
Dirty
stuff is.
Sbarro.
So There's enough to distract them. If I can just get the luggage and stick it with them, and then just bring the car seats up through the car rental thing and get that all situated, and then come back and extract them from the situation. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's all up in the air.
So this is a Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
So you'll be here around 3 or 4.
Okay. That sounds right.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
And then what are you spending Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, and we'll leave Monday morning.
Monday morning? Okay.
Yep. I'm glad how we discuss it just on the air.
That's yeah, like I'm just asking you right now. When are you coming? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? This
yeah,
is okay. Eric?
Yeah. So that's it. I'm glad you told me about Chef Mickey's. I'm a little bummed out, but I would be much more bummed out to be stuck in the convention
if you were blindsided.
Because yeah. Then you don't have any recourse. You're like, well, it's already dinner time. I nowhere else I can go.
You go to California Grill.
Yeah, any reservations at California Grill right now? No, sir. In my Jürgen shirt, my Jürgen t-shirt, my
Ohana.
Cutoff jeans.
Ohana.
I could try that. I don't know. Maybe Trails End, that's not a good option for the kids.
Whispering Canyon.
Whispering Canyon might be okay. I don't know if the... we'll see. I'll talk with the wife sometime tomorrow over the weekend. We'll figure something out. Because now reservations are going to be slim pickings.
Yeah.
Too. For anything that's highly sought after. Could end up being another Disney Springs. Maybe do like Rainforest Cafe. I'm sure the girls would like that. That didn't sound good.
No. It really didn't.
That did not sound good.
I was trying to ignore it.
Either that potato came back to haunt her, or the dog's in trouble.
But I'm guessing on the latter.
The dog, yeah. Well, on that note, maybe we should take our second break here. What do you think?
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
This is episode 221 of the Pour for War podcast. Mr. Klinsman just, he's a little distraught right now. I know that you're thinking during the break, what am I going to do with this Chef Mickey thing?
I mean, I don't think the girls will care. If Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck comes to the table, they're going to have a good time. So it might be worth just rolling with it. I'm going to be the one most disappointed that we're not in the A-frame. They won't know the difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you could probably go over to the Dolphin where they have a character breakfast with Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse for $22.
That's true, but this is dinner.
I think they have a dinner buffet there.
I'm going to have to look into that. That's not a bad option. Having a car, that opens up a world of possibilities.
Yes.
Being able to go wherever I need to. Although, can you just park at the Swan and Dolphin if you have dinner, or do you have to pay their parking rates?
I think you can probably get their get the thing
the little voucher validation.
Yeah, get it validated. Yeah,
not a bad idea. Maybe that's the way to go. Because there's no other like with the main characters for dinner, right? As a buffet.
No, I don't think so. Other than Kate May, I don't think it does.
Is not a character at dinner. It's only breakfast. Same thing with Ohana's only breakfast. That the one we're going to already is only breakfast.
1900, yeah, but you're already going to that.
Right, we're already going, and it's not the... Those are all face characters. It's not the Mickey Mouse ones, you know. Interesting. Well, we'll see. It might still be worth going to. We'll see what the good doctor thinks. Hey, I'm all good for just having some dirty New Orleans food at the food court. That might be a good enough option for me. What do you think? Those sound like pretty good good reservations for what we're
yes.
doing? I know some of them you wouldn't touch with a 100-foot pole if it was just you or you and Susie, but given
no
the
would
parameters...
You.
No, that's true.
No, would you?
Although the breakfast offerings at that character breakfast we're going to sound pretty good.
Yeah, they do. I'd be interested to... I actually just want to have you record your trip review.
Yeah, we got to wait. We got to get to it.
Oh, okay.
I probably won't go live very much, but I'll try to take a lot of pictures and keep good notes. It's tough to go live when you get the two kids because you got to try to keep them both alive the whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
Very difficult situation, but we'll see what I can do. There'll be times where Yorgina Jr.'s taking a nap and I'm just walking around the resort with Yorgina. Maybe I can go live at that point.
We're live, Yorgina.
We're live. Yeah, she'll like that. She likes being. She wants to be on the podcast when we're down there.
Oh, when we record?
If we do a live show.
Oh, absolutely.
When I'm in Florida. Yeah. She wants to do that, so we'll see how that goes. So that's it. I don't have anything else to add here. You want to bring us home?
Yeah, you can listen to us wherever podcasts are found on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Search for us at Pour for War Podcast. You can email the show, info@pourforwarpodcast.com. You can email me, Mike, at Pour for War Podcast. Website, www.pourforwarpodcast.com. I forget. Social media, Facebook and Twitter at Pour for War Podcast. Mr. Klinsman.
You can find me at Gary@pourforwarpodcast.com, and our YouTube page is youtube.com/pourforwarpodcast.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 221 of the Pour for War. Montengase Alejandro de los Podcast from Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly. I am Dr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week.